Yavta Mishnayis Nigoyim, Perek Dalet. We do again Mishneches. Again, Beheres Kegris. You start out with the shear of a nega, exactly a gris. Ufasaso. That's at the end of the week, it's spread. Kechatzi gris. It's spread now an extra chatzi gris. But then, Beholach Minoim Kechatzi gris. It went away from the original nega, I'm like the mother, the original nega, it went away a chatzi gris. And now together, you're only left again with only a gris. So Rabbi Kiva Roima Teroi Batkila. Rabbi Kiva says, you start over now, it's like a new nega. You have to start over again, a new hesker, another 2 weeks. However, the Chum say no, it's not something new, but rather it's just a continuation. You had a nega before, it's a continuation. And therefore, if right now you're at the end of the second week, so the Chum then will be Tor, at the end of the first week, you'll have to wait another week. It's not considered like a new nega, it's only a continuation, and therefore at the end of the second week, you'd be Tor. Mishneh Tes, Beheres Kegris. You start out with the Beheres, a white spot, the nega on your skin, the size of a gris. Gris, it spread now, and now it became bigger, a half a gris and a little bit more. So together now it's like one and a half, a little bit more than one and a half. Now, v'holach min oyim kechatzi gris. Later it went away from the original nega, it went away a chatzi gris. So you left now with still a little bit more than you start out with. You left now with a gris and a little bit more. So how do you look at it now? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Matam, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, it's Tamei. We look as if you still have a pistion here. There's still a little bit more than there was you start out with. And therefore, that little pistion makes it Vade Tamei. So the Mishnah before, where at the end you only left with the same amount you had at the beginning. So there, Rabbi Akiva considers it like a new nega. But over here, where you have a little bit more now than at the beginning, there's still the pistion here. Therefore, you are vaday, it's like mukhlat, you're vaday tamay. However, v'chachomim mitarim. The chomim say, no, you tor. Since the maestar, this pisyu and the extra that grew, you don't have the size of the gris. You only have left over chatzi gris and a little bit more. And since from the original neg also there's no gris left over, therefore it's not mitarflak. It's not called a pisyu here. And therefore you become tor again. It's only like the first negas, so if there would be. At the end of the second week, you would be Tahor. So really, these two last two Mishnahs, go Lishitosom. The Kont Chomim, since from the original Nega, it went away a Chatzi Gris, and now what you're left over with, the Pisyon is also by itself not a Shear of a Gris. So that's a Machloikas, how to learn both Mishnahsim. We're saying the Pshat is that we consider it as if the old Nega is still here, and then Torah just means if you're at the end of the second week, you remain Tor. Some for Shomor than Echnani. At Lamaisa, in both cases, you tore right now, even though you're only at the end of the first week. Because the Chum is saying, when the first Nega went away, Chatzi Gris, there's only a Chatzi Gris left over, so that by itself is nothing. And the Pishy now also is nothing by itself. So they'll learn Yechomim, Metar means right now you tore the garment. But the Rav is Mashma, no, the Rav is Mashma that really, right now there is a Mar of a Nega, and it's only if you waited for 2 weeks already, then you become Tor. Then the Mishnah ends off. What's going to be by a Beheres Kegris? You start out with the sheer neg of a Beheres the size of a gris. And Ufosaso, then it spread. Kegris V'yoy, the pisyon alone became the size of a gris V'yoy. So it's like two gris and a little bit more. And later, V'hol Choloyoyim, then the original nega disappeared, went away. So you only left with the pisyon of a gris V'yoy. So Rabbi Kiva and the Tamer, Kiva L'shitosai, that the pisyon always means something. And therefore, the pisyon by itself, since it's the size of the gris v'yoid, your tamei, it remains as if there's a pisyon, it expanded. Like it's bigger right now than you first started out with, so therefore your vadi tamei. V'chomo say no, again, teiroi batchila. We have to look at you starting over now, a new nega. Because since the original nega was whole choloi, so we don't cheshbon with that. So now that we have now only the pisyon, that's like a new nega. You have to start all over again, as if now it's the beginning, you'll have to have a Hesker now for 2 weeks, and then of course become Tor. The Mishnah Yud, Beheres Kegris. Again, you have the size of the Nega, a white Nega, the size of the Gris. Ufosaso Kegris, and now it's spread to a size of a Gris. And the Rav learns, talking about Nalach Haptur, like the first Nega stayed there for 2 weeks, it didn't grow. So the Kohen said, you Tor. And then later it grew Kegris. And now, noldo la pisyon michyo, and the action, the spreading, in that part of the spreading, it grew a michia, their skin there turned rua. Or you say love, and or else white hair grew on the pisyon. And now the hocholohoim, and now the original nega went away, so you're only left with the pisyon, the spreading of the gris that has inside it both a michia and say love. So Rabbi Akiva mitamer, Rabbi Akiva says, yitame. Because it has now a nega, it has a simen tum, it has both, it's a shir of a grisia, even though it's only from the pisyon, and it has a michi and a seilov, and a badu tamei. The chomer and the chomer say, teirua batchilo. We look as if now it was at the beginning. So teirua batchilo means like a new nega right now. It's like the old nega went away, and it's something new. See, even though it's a new nega, it's still yitamei, because the maitzah has the size of a gris, and it has these two simoni tumeya, tuma. It has a michin, has a seilovin. So the Rav says, nafkimina is, you have to bring how many kabonis? According to a chacham, you have to bring two different kabonis. Because the first nega had one din korban, and the second nega has a second din korban. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a continuation, you only have to bring one korban. Now, what's going to be by heres kechatzi gris, v'yein bo klum? First, you added the heres, the size of a chatzi gris. So v'yein bo klum means it means nothing by itself, it's not a simen tome yet. A chatzi gris is not tomei. Then nolda beheres kechatzi gris. Then next to it appeared another beheres with the size also of a chatzi gris. So now together there's a shear of a gris. Uvo sarachas. And on this one, on the second one now, there's one white here. So it's not a simen tomei yet. Therefore, reizula haska. What you have to do with this nega now is you have to put it away for a week to check it out at the end of the week. What's going to be by Beheres Kechatzi Gris? You start out with the Beheres, the size of a Chatzi Gris, Uvo Sarachas, and on that Nega, that half of the size, it had one white hair. So far by itself, it means nothing. A Chatzi Gris is not a Simen Tumei yet. Not even to have Heska to be put away. Then later, Nolda Beheres Kechatzi Gris, Uvo Sarachas. Then later, right next to it, appeared another Chatzi Gris. So together now, true, you have a size of a Gris, you have a size to put them away. And even though on the second one there's one white here, of course that means nothing, it's only one white, and we'll soon see it came later, it means nothing. Again, Harei Zula Haskir, the Kohen Nash has to put him away to check him out after 1 week, after 2 weeks. What's going to be by Harei Kechatzi Gris? First it appeared on your skin, the white nega, but only the size of a Kechatzi Gris. Uvor Shtei Cyrus, right then it had two white hairs. But at that, right then you're not Tomek, because you don't have a shear of a Gris. Then later, Noldo Beheres Kechatzi Gris, then it appeared another Beheres, also the size of a Kechatzi Gris, Uvo Sorachas, and the second one has only one white here. The Locher is now again Harei Zula Haskir. All you could do with this is just put him away for 1 week and for 2 weeks, because together now he has through the shear of a Kegris. But even though now Lamai said there are three white hairs, but the first two white hairs appeared before you had a Nega. So sitted like say love and kodma la beheret, the din is you still tor. It's only if first it was a beheret, and then two white hairs appeared, then you become tomei. But here, since the two white hairs were there before the complete gris, the neg of the gris appeared, therefore it's only lahasgir. It's not a simen tomeyo, but now that you have the size of the gris, you have to lock them up, put them away for 1 week and never 2 weeks. Mishnah Yud Aleph. What's going to be beheres kechatzi gris? You start out, it appeared a white spot, size of a chatzi gris, v'yein baklum, there's no hairs there, so pshita, there's no din tumor on it. Later, nolda beheres kechatzi gris, uvor shtei cyrus. Then later appeared another chatzi gris, so together, true, you have the size of a gris. Now, in the second one that appeared, two white hairs. So, harei zula hachlet. So now, lemaisa yavadei tomei. Why? If neishom, because it was said, in Beheres Kodmul Seilovan, if the Beheres came first, like over here also, by the first that came the Gris, and then came the Shtei Cyrus. So therefore, Tumeya. But in the Rashis before, but we in Seilovan Kodmul Beheres, if first that appeared the two white hairs before it had a size of a Gris, before it had a din of a Beheres, so then even though the Beheres comes later, Tor, these two white hairs are not a Simen Tumeya, it remains Tor. We in Suffolk, what's going to be if you have a doubt? What came first? Did the Beheres come first, or did the Seir Lovin come first? So Tomei, you have to go to Chumra to say that your Tomei Tanakam holds. even though lechur the person has a cheskes taira. What we have to say here is that since most times it's the beheris that causes the white hair to come, so if you have a doubt, really there's a big reyes in the chazaka that most probably what happened was that the neged came first and that caused the hair to change over. So in Asafik we say that's what happened in Yitamim. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no keha. But if Yeshua holds no, keha means that's tor. It's like got his tooth like, his white, it's tor, not by techonim, but rather Asafik, which one came first. So you do believe one is cheskes tairo, therefore in Asafik we say that he's tor. Now, Perachamishi. Kol Safik de goyim, any Safik by a nega, chutz mizeh, excluding the last case we had in the Mishnah before, the yoid acher in one other case. So the loch is, usually it's tor, kol Safik de goyim, even a chum agree it's tor, only the last Mishnah case we had in the last Mishnah, and one more case. So last Mishnah we had again, we had Safik whether the same loving came first before the Beharis, here it's a svar to say it's tor, because most probably the Beharis caused the white hair to come. Now, v'yezezu, what's the second case? That in a suffix we also say yitamei. So otherwise, we always say yitor. Mi shohoi soloi beheres kagris veskira. Somebody had the size of a gris, he had a beheres, he had a white nega, and the kayin veskira put him away to see what happens at the end of the week. Now, b'saif shavua, barehi kasela. At the end of the week, it became so big, it became the size of a seller, which is very, very big. So now, what's the doubt? Sofik shihihi, you have a sofik if this really is still the first nega, just with the piston that became so big, or else maybe sofik know that the first one went away, disappeared completely. Shacheres botachteo, and maybe this is the second nega that came about. And therefore, min asofik, maybe we would have said it's a new nega and you just have to lock him up for another week, but not to say it was a piston. So since since this sofik is tamei, still we say no, we make him vade tamei to say that this is still the original first nega, and what happened was there was a pisya and it spread very much, even though it spread tremendously, still menasofik we say it's tamei. Mishnah Beis. Hechlitoi b'seya lovon. Let's say first you came to a kohen, you had a nega and there was white hair on it. So the kohen said that you're vadi tamei. Later, holach seya lovon, the white hair went away. And then v'chozar seya lovon. And then the Seilov and all came back again. Or else the same thing would be V'chein b'michyu v'fisyon. Again, that first you had this nega with the Seilov on, so Kohen said, Yemuchlot Yevadei Tomei. Then the Seilov went away. And now what came back again was the Michyu, or else the fisyon came back. So Kitzur Shalov, now you have again a Simen Tomeya. What's the halacha? So Mishnah says, Betchila, whether this happened, Betchila at the beginning when you first came to the Kohen, you add your Seilovim, the first one is Mach B'Dyu to become Tomei, and then the Seilovim went away, and now these two things came back. Or else, the Seif Shavua Rishon, at the end of the first week, that's when you had the two white hairs. Or else, the Seif Shavua Sheini. Or else, the Achrab Tur, even if after you waited 2 weeks and nothing happens, the Kohen said Yitor, then later two hairs grew on it, two white hairs, then you became a Muchlat, and then the two hairs went away. And now, either the two hairs grew back again, or else the Michi came, or else the Pistin came. In any one of these cases, the halacha is harehi k'moy shoyso. You have the same halacha the way you were before. That once they machlit you to become tamei, even though the simen went away, but later when that simen comes back, or even if another simen comes, you are still tamei. And the kohen does not have to pronounce you tamei a second time. That there's not a chiv a second korban. It's all considered a hemshich of the first tumah. Now, what's going to be Hechlito b'michil? The same case, the opposite. At the beginning, you had a maras nega, and there was a michia. There was a raw skin on it, raw meat on it. Then v'holcha michia. Then the michia went away. And then v'chozra michia. The michia came back. Or else v'chaim b'seilovim. What happened after the michia went away, what came back was not a michia again, but maybe the case where white hair came back. Or else v'fisyon, where it spread, that's what came back. So loch is whether betchila, whether this happened at the beginning when you first came to the kohen, you had your michio, or else b'seif shavua rishon, or whether this happened at the end of the first week, or else b'seif shavua sheni happened at the end of the second, b'seif shavua sheni happened at the end of the second week, or else even liacharap tur. That you first had your neg, your beheris, and it stayed there for 2 weeks, and it didn't get bigger, so kohen said your tor, and then it grew a michio, and then these things, the michio went away, neither the michio came back, or else the Se'elovin came, or else the Pisim came. It's the same thing. Alokhur is Hereyu Kamashoisi. You have the same Tumah you had before. It's a continuation. And the Kohen doesn't have to pronounce you again Tumah. You have the same Tumah. What's going to be Hechlita B'Pisim? Again, at the beginning, when you first had your Beharis, after the first week, it spread. So Kohen said, Yavadi Tumah. Then Holach HaPisim, the spreading went away. And then again, the Chozra Pisim, the spreading came back again. And the same thing arose for Chaim to Se'elovin, whether after the spreading went away, it came back now Se'elovin. Whether this happened now, B'Seif Shavu Rishon at the end of the first week, B'Seif Shavu Sheni at the end of the second week, B'Ach Rav Tur, and all these cases are already Kamoi Shoyis, there's still a continuation of the first Tumah, you still have your Tumah Hechlat, you're still Tumah. Mishnah Gimel. Sar Pekuda. What's the loch about a Sar Pekuda? We'll soon see what this means. The Rav says, Pekuda means Lashon of a Pekodon, like it left over something in its place. So, I will soon see. So Akavya be Mahalala Matame. Akavya be Mahalala says it's Tamei. The Chachom Nechom say no Matar Nechom say it's Tahor. Now what's the case now? The Mishnah explains. Ezeyuhu Sar Pekuda. What's considered the case of Sar Pekuda? The Mishnah says, Mi Shoy Savoyi Baharis. Ovo say Elovon. Somebody had a Baharis. And inside the Baharis there was white here. Ovo say Elovon. Now, Holocha HaBeheris, the Beheris went away, then Ichol HaSe'elovim B'mkoymai, it left over the two white hairs B'mkoymai. So originally it was you were Tomei, you had a Nega with a Simen Tomei, but now the Nega went away, and only left over the two hairs. And then B'chosra, then later the Nega came back again. So how do we look at it now? Do we consider as if, when the Nega goes away, there's no more Nega, so instead of the Se'elovim came first, and later when the Nega comes back, you're not Tomei Vadai, because it's considered like the Se'elovin was there first before the Beharis, or else maybe no, it's a continuation, just like the first time, the Beharis was there first and then the Se'elovin, so now when the Beharis comes back again, it's like Chozulim Koimoi, it's a Simen Yotomei Vadai. That's the Machloikis. Sa'akavya b'mahalala metamek, that's Yotomei, but it returned right now. Because we look as if now, the Se'er Pekuda, means the leftover two hairs that were left over, they're still considered the Simen Tumah. Since they were grown, they were caused to be grown through a Beharis, even though the Beharis went away. But now when the Beharis comes back again, it's still Eimei B'mkoymoi, it has a Simen Tomei to it. The Chachomim Mitarim, the Chachomim say, no, Yitor, that the Maisa, when the Beharis goes away, that's it, there's no more Simen Tomei anymore. Later, when the Beharis comes back again, it's as if the Se'elovin was Kaidem Le Beharis, and therefore you don't have a Simen Tomei on you, therefore Torah just means you'll have to wait your 2 weeks, and then you become tor. But the Mishnah says, Omer Rav Akiva says, Moed ani b'zeh, but this much I agree. Omer Akiva says, Moed ani b'zeh, shu tor. Rav Akiva says, no, in this case I agree that everybody should know that you're tor. Lamaisa, since the Negev went away, it's like bottle the simetum of the Shnei Cyrus, and therefore it's considered like Kodma Shnei Cyrus Labaharis, therefore you're tor. But rather, Ezehu Sar Pekuda. What's called the case of a Sar Pekuda should be a Machloikis, that I call upon him, that Akavi B'Mahalo says Yitomei. What's the case that he says Yimetamei? Mi Shoy Saboy Beheris Kegris. Person first had a Beheris the size of a gris. Uvo Shtei Soros. There were two hairs on it. V'holach Hemenu Kechatzi Gris. And now a Chatzi Gris went away from this first Nega. And just the two white hairs were left over with the Chatzi Gris. So that time, true, you're not Tor. But then, you're not Tomei. But then the Chozar, and then the Chatzi Gris came back again. So now the Maisi, you have again the Chatzi Gris. So Mekiv holds, this is the case where Akavya said you're Tomei. Because our Koponim, there was some Beharis always left over. On this Omrula, the Chum said back from Kiva, no, Omrula looks back from Kiva. Kishem Shebitlos Dibri Akavya after Varecha Eina Mekuyomim. No, like what difference does it make? Lemaisa, once the Chatzi Gris went away, she only left with the Chatzi Gris, that's not a Simen Tumeya, it's not a Neger anymore. So she should be bought to the say Se'elovin. So later when the Neger comes back, you should be Tor, it should be called Kodma Shteil Se'elovin Liberis. So what did you gain by saying in this case it says it's Tomei, this case should be the same way as the first case? But our koponim, the loch is like the chachomim, then these cases would not be a siman tmeya, but rather they would just be regular nega, that after two, you have to have to have two hesgerim, and then you become tahor. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kol sofik negoyim ba'atchila tahor. Anytime you have a sofik, a doubt, whether the nega should be tmeya or not, and as at the beginning he wasn't tmeya yet, so you go l'tor, go l'kula. Since up until now he was the chest has to be tahor, so we say it's still tahor. Now, that's only Achla Nistak Latuma up until the Kohen pronounced him to be Vade Tomei. But Misha Nistak Latuma, once the Kohen pronounced him to make him Mukhla, to become Vade Tomei, then it changes. Then the Loch is Sveke Tomei. If you have a suffix, whether you're still Tomei or not, you have to remain Tomei, because then you stay Becheskas, that you're Tomei. Now the Mishnah explains the first case first. Ketzad, what's the first case that we say a suffix that going about Chilis Torah? Shnayim shabo etz kohen. Two people come to the kohen. Vazeh beheres kegris uvazeh kisela. One person has a white spot on him, size of a nega, size of a gris. So kohen put him away behesger. And the second person has also a nega, the size of a sela, a little bit bigger than that. So the first came like that. The kohen put them both away behesger. Now at the end of the week, the seif shavua. At the end of the week, the kohen looks a second time. Now the Kohen sees both of them have the size of a seller. So obviously one of these two spread. So one of the two is Vade Tomei and one is still a Safik. Then you do a Be'ezimem Pasha, but you do not know on which person the Nega spread. That's a case of Safik Tumah Lechatchila, that we go to Kulu to say he's still Tor, he still has a lot like a regular Nega, not Mukhlat. He has to wait one more week. If it doesn't spread another week, he'll be Tor. Now, bein b'ish echad, bein b'shnei anoshim tor, whether this appears on two different people, or even on the same person, this is a chiddush. Even though it's the same person, and he had two negas. Now, since we have a suffix, which nega is the one that really spread, even though l'chur here it's a mamonashach, it's on one person, so for sure we should be tamei. So the Tanakhama says no, because there is a kosefiyam, that you only become tamei if you know vadai, which nega it is that makes you tamei. But in that you have a suffix, which nega it is that makes you tamei, you remain Tor. However, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva says no, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Bish Echa Tomei. If it happens to one person, then he holds your Tomei, even though you don't know for sure which one of the two Negoyim spread, but Mainaf Kamino. Lamaisa, you have a Negev on your body that Vadai spread, and therefore your Vadai Tomei. Well, Vishnei Anoshim Tor, if it happens to two different people, then each person is only a Sophic if it's spread on him or not. So that's the case, a Sophic Negoyim. You go lekula, you say it's tor. And the Rav brings down the pshat from Tanakamers. It's exas cost of the siddur pasuk says the imposter siv shabor v'tom yakrein oisoi. So darshin es anega havada humatame v'yene metamas anega shiesh by sofik. So and the loch is like the Tanakama that even on one person also who remain tor. Mishnah hey. Now it explains the sefer. Mishaniskak letumah, sveiko tomei ketzad. What's the case that once the Kohen pronounced you tomei, and now you have a suffix if it went away or not, that you're still tomei? Shnayim shebo etz kohen. Two people come to the kohen. Vazeh beheres kegris, uvazeh kisela. One neg is the size of the gris, one is the size of the sela, a little bit bigger. Vesayv shvu at the end of the week. Vazeh kasela v'yoid, uvazeh kisela v'yoid. Each one of them now have the negas to be a sela a little bit more. The kids are both of them spread. So therefore, the Kohen passes now Shnayim Tameim, both of them are Tomei. Now, Afal Pi Shechozru Lios Kasela Vechasela, even though later both Negoyim come back to become the size of a cell only. So here, one person should be Torah now, because one person spreading went away. One person started out the size of a cell. And now, when it came down again to a cell, the spreading went away. He should be Torah. So the Locher is Shnayim Tameim. They both remain Tomei. Achiyachsu lias gris. Until both of them come back to the size of a gris, and then we know for sure both of them are Tor. As long as we have a suffix, which one is Tor? As long as we know that one should remain Tomei, since they were already Vade Tomei, they're both to be the Cheskas Tomei, they both remain Tomei. Zel Shom, this is what we said, that Mishiniskak Latuma, once the Kohen, once Pasma is Vade Tomei, Sveika Tomei. This remains to remain a suffix Tomei. Yeah, Perek Shishi, Mishnah. Gufa Shabharis. What is the sheer, what's the real goof of a Beharis of this white spot that you have on your skin? So up until now we learn about the four different colors, four different shades of white. Now we says clearly, what's the smallest size that it's still tumen? So Mishnah says, Kegris ha-kilki maruba. It has to at least be the size of a gris, size of a bean, which comes from the place kilki, which is maruba, which is squared. So what does it mean to say a squared bean? So some say in that place kilki, the beans there, the grisim, were squared. Others learn, no, it means a square means that each side of the square is the length of a gris. That's all it means. Not that the gris itself, the bean itself, was squared. It just means the length of the gris, it has to be that size squared. Now, mekoyim ha-gris, how exactly big is the place of the gris? That's teisha adoshas. That's nine lentils. Now, mekoyim adosha, how big, what's the size, what's the length of an adosha, of a lentil? Arbasaurus, 4 hairs. Which means a square like that, which means 2 cyrus by 2 cyrus. The welcome of having 4 hairs. Now these 4 hairs doesn't really mean a small hair one next to another. So it means how it grows on your body, the 4 hairs, the way they grow, how far away they are, and one grows from another. It's not that far away. It's not mamash right next to another. So Nimtza comes out that Shleishim v'sheishasaurus. It's an area that could fit 36 hairs there. Which meaning a square of 6 cyrus by 6 cyrus. 6 times 6 would be 36. Vila comes out 9 times 4 is 36. So that's the size of a gris, which is the size on your body that the hair grows, 6 hairs by 6 hairs, a square of 6 by 6. Now Mishnah Beis, Beheres kegris. Let's say you have a nega the size of a gris, a beheres the size of a gris. Ovo michya, and it grows inside this beheres, a michya, a nega. Some raw skin, kadosha, the size of a lentil, which is a simen tomeya. So right now, the Chur the Kohen says that he's tamevadai. Now what's going to be later, rovsa beheres? That the beheres grows, spreads on the outside wider. So lochur is tomeya, it's tome now, mishum pishyoin. Even though the Chur it's already tome mishum michya, but nafkamin was it has both things are machlinit to become tummy. And the chiddush is that even if the nichya later will go away, the raw skin will go away, still will be tummy because of the pisyon. What's going to be nismayito? Let's say the beheres became smaller than a gris, then tohara becomes tohara, but since it's not a size of a gris, it becomes tohara. What's going to be rov soha nichya tmeya? Let's say the nichya inside the beheres becomes bigger, so then it's also, you're still Temeya. So if you go as Temeya, it has to be that even though it's spread the Michi inside, but surrounding it, it still has to be the size of a gris, Bechadosh all around it. Therefore, some of Russians like to change the gris and says it means Rav Samichya, that if the inside Michi, the raw meat, spreads, and now it's not surrounded by a Beheris, Bechadosh all around it, their gris is Tohira. Mishnah says, though, Nismayito, let's say the michy inside becomes smaller than a adosha, so then tohira, then the simen tomeya goes off. It has lacha as if it's tohira, it means it doesn't have the simen tomeya anymore. Because a michy, this raw meat, is only a simen tomeya if it has the size of a kadosha. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be beheres kegris? You start out with a beheres, a white spot on your oar, the size of a gris, which is tomei. Minasafik, uvo michya, and inside this beheres you had a raw meat, but chusa mikadosha, it was smaller than the size of a kadosha, so it was not metame yet, but rather the kohen has to be the hiskara, the kohen has to lock you up like to wait a week or two. Now what's going to be rov sa beheres? Let's say now the beheres, the neg itself spreads on the outside, so then tameya, for that you tome vade, because you have a pisyon. You have a spreading. What's going to be nismayito? Let's say the beheres becomes smaller than tohira, because lamayis is less than a gris now, and therefore it's torah for pshita. What's going to be rov soha michya? Let's say inside the michya that up until now was only smaller than a chadosha, now it grew and became the size of a chadosha. So then tameya, now you have a sum tameya, you become tamei. What's going to be though nismayito? Let's say like the michi inside now became smaller than the chadosha. Why? Because the beheres spread inside. So there's a pisyon of the beheres, but inwards, not outside. So Rabbi Meir Matamar, Meir says, yes, you tell me, Mishum Pisyon. But Meir said, this barrel, the size of a gris, now spread inside of it and became bigger than a gris. So even though it's spread inwards, not outwards, still your tummy. V'chachom say, no, your Torah, it's not a simin tumah. Why? Shein hanega poisel asoichoi. Because that if it spreads inside, according to Chomim, that's not a simin tumah. That the we say always, if a nega has a piston, if it spreads, it's tummy, so only if it spreads towards the outside. But here, that in the middle of it was a michia. And now the spreading of the beharis spreads in the middle towards the inside to cover up like the michia. That's not called the pisyon, therefore they held still tohirim, or has a din of a hesker, but not a tome vadai. All right, let's turn over to the one on the other side. Here, to Mishnah Dalet. Baheres yisera mikagris. You have a baheres, a white spot on your skin, that's bigger than the size of a gris. So far this Thomas hesker. Uvo michyo. Yisera mikadosha, and inside this baris there's this raw meat bigger than the size of a chadosha. So far you tell me vad, you have a muchlat, you have a simen tumeya because of the michya. Now what's going to be rabu oishin ismatu, whether the baris becomes a little bit bigger, whether it becomes a little bit smaller, as long as it still has the size of a gris. So since you have the michya inside of the size of a chadosha, it's tumeyim, still you have the simen tumeya, you have a tumey. But Obovad providing Shlo Yismatu Nekashir, it shouldn't become smaller than a gris. If the Beharis becomes smaller than a gris and a chnami, then you become Torah, it doesn't have a shear to Meir. Mishnehei, Beharis Kigris, you have the size of a white spot, the Beharis exactly the size of a gris on your skin. O Michya Kadosha Nikapto, and right around the gris, right around the Beharis, you have a Michya, the raw skin, the raw meat, which goes around at the size of a chadosha. So the michi itself, true, is the shear to be metama. But since it's not inside the beharis, it's outside the beharis, so far it's not metama, the beharis. But now, v'chutz la michiya, outside the michiya beharis, becomes another beharis, around the michiya. So you have here like two beharises, one inside, one outside, and in the middle of it, there's this michiya. So Misha says like this, ha-pnimis, the inside beharis, that's only lahaskir. That had true has the size of a gris. So we have to lock you up to see what will happen. But you're not tomei vada because there's no michya inside the beharis. It's only outside the beharis. But the hachitzoina, the outside beharis, that has the michya inside it, like, that's lahachlit. Because of that beharis, will say yevadi tomei. Because there's a michya inside that beharis. Now, Omri Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, no. Ein ha-michya simen tumu lachitzoin. He argues and says, no. This michi is also not considered a simen tumeya even for the outside beharis. Why? She beharis letoicha, because you need the beharis because the beharis is like inside the michiya. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this michi that's in between the two beharises is not a simen tumeya for each one. It says loshen is, he says, because she beharis letoicha, that the beharis is the middle. Some of our shomron, the pshat is that a michya is only mitama if the beharis surrounds the michya by all four sides of it. And here really it's not being surrounded by any one beharis. It's the inside beharis and the outside beharis. But neither of them are surrounding the michya on all four sides. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, the michya is not a simen tumeya. And therefore, both beharises only have a loch of a hesker to be locked up, to be watched. What will happen at the end of the week and the end of the second week? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be nismat of holcholo? Let's say it becomes smaller. Let's say the michya becomes smaller, often goes away. So Rabbi Gamliel Leimer looks like this. If it becomes smaller on the inside, goes away, then simen pisyon lepnimis. Then the inside beharis will become tamevad, become muchlat. Because it's considered like the inside beharis now spread and became bigger. So there's a pisyon for the inside beharis, it'll become tamevad. The achitzoina, but the outside beharis, that was the remains Torah. It's not called the pisyon for the outside beharis, only for the inside beharis. As mashma, the loch of the pisyon is it has to spread outside, not to spread inside. Now, what's going to be v'yimmi bachutz? Let's say the michya became small, like from the outside, meaning to say the outside beharis, that one spread inside. So, what's the loch here? So hachitzoino tohira. The outside peres becomes Torah, because the outside one now, since it spread inside and took away the nichya, so the simen nichya went away. I lamaisa, the outside one spread. That means nothing, since it only spread inside, not outside. That's not called a pisyon. So therefore, the outside peres loses its tumah because of the nichya, becomes Torah. But the apnimis, the inside peres, that still stays the same size, did not change. That's lahaska. That you still have to lock up for a second week because it still stayed. This it still stayed the same size it was before. That's called the apnimis of lahaska. Rabbi Akiva says no. Ben kach or ben kach Torah. In both cases, the nega becomes Torah. Meaning to say, the nichya goes away. I ask the pisya and the chur. The question is that the inside nega should become tamei because there's a pishyon that's spreading. So pshat from Kibra, that's not called a spreading, because the ma'isa, the inside nichya now, the inside beheris is spreading to an outside nichya, which also has a lach like a beheris. A pistion has to be that the beheris spreads onto fresh, clean skin. It goes further, that's called a pistion according to Kibra. But here that the inside beheris is only spreading to an outside nichya, that's not called a pistion. So according to Buda, Kibra, both ways, whether the inside one spreads, whether the outside one spreads is not called a pisyon. So the ma'isa, you're taking away the michyon, there's no more simen tmeya, therefore after the hesker it becomes tohira. Mishnah Vov. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says, a masai, like one did the Kiva say is aloha, that it's tor, a masai bizman shi kadosha muvos. That we started out that the michyon was only the size of the kadosha, and therefore now that it became smaller, so that it remains Tahira. There's no more simen tmeya. But what's going to be hoisa yisera mechadosh? That's at the beginning, the nichya, this raw meat, was wider than a chadosha. So, and then it spread. The lacher is hamoisa simen pisyon lapnimius. Meaning to say that the inside of beheris now becomes tamim muchlet, because the inside one spread. See, even though before we said that the keyholds of the inside one spread, since it's spreading into the nichya, it's not metamei, but over here, since this michya was more than a chadosha, so the pshat is that hamoisa, the part of the michya that's more than a chadosha, doesn't have a loch like a michya. That's sort of like clean skin. So therefore now, when the inside beheris spreads a little bit and covers up part of that extra michya, that pisyon is called a pisyon. That's the loch that hamoisa sima pisyon lepnimis. The moisa, the extra part of the michya that's more than a chadosha, that part does not have a loch really like a michya, but rather is considered like pure skin. And therefore now when the inside beheris spreads and covers that, that's called a pisyon. Therefore even Rabbi Kiva would agree the inside one becomes tameya. That's called a moisa simipisyon lepnimis. Vihachitsoino tameya. And the outside beheris is also tameya now because of the michya. The ma'isa, the outside one, like is around the michya, so it's called the michya is inside that beris, and the michya is still the size of a chadosha. Therefore, the outside beris also has a din muchlak because of its michya. What's going to be hoyapoyak, hoyaboyak, pochos michadosha? Now, let's say in between these two beharises, the inside one and the outside one, not that there was a michya, but there's a white spot there. That's called boyak, means a simen Torah. That means it's white, but it's a little bit darker than the simonim to make you tummy. It's even less than a krum beitza. So that simon means nothing. It's like regular skin there. So in such a case that there's this skin in between two beharises, now simon pisyon lepnimis. If the inside beharis spreads a little bit outwards, so since it's spreading on good meat, on good skin, that will make it vade tummy, or make a muchlak, because of the pisyon. But v'yein simon pisyon lachitzoyno. But for the outside beheris, even though it spreads inside and covers up that boyak, so there is a pisyon there, but that pisyon is not metamra like we had before. Because the pisyon that goes inside is not called a pisyon. The nega that spreads, that's what we say, if a nega spreads, the nega becomes vade tamein, that's only if it spreads outwards, but not if it spreads inwards. Therefore, we ain't simen pisyon lachitzayin. Mishnah Zayin. Eskrim v'yarbo roshe evorim biyodim. There are 24 heads of an aver, heads of a limb, in a person. Shein the metame mishum michya. That in case we have a beheris there, and there's a michi now, the skin there becomes rua, it's not metame you. Means even though you had a nega there already, and the michi is betoichoi, the michi is not a simen tamei in these 24 Rosh Yevorim. Because the pasuk really says, v'ro akoin v'tom oisoi. So we say the kohen has to see the nega with its michi all at once. And over here, since you can't see the michiya, because it's on top of the Rosh Yevorim with the rest of the Beharis, therefore it's not a simen tamei. Therefore the kohen can't make you vadei tov, can't make you a muchlat. Now, where are these 24 Rosh Yevorim? It's like this. Rosh Yetzboyis Yodayim V'raglayim. You have 20 right there. There's 10 fingers and 10 toes. For Rosh Yaznayim, the heads of your ears. That's also considered a Rosh. That if you have a Michya there, it's not Metamiyu. So the tip of the ears also. For Rosh HaChotim, the tip of the nose, is also called a Rosh. For Rosh HaGviya by a man, his Zachrus, the Eva by a man, that's also not Metamishu Michya. And Rosh HaDadim Shabisha by a lady, by her breast, the top of the breast, the tip of the breast, that's also not Metamishu Michya. Again, for the Svarat, you can't see the whole Nega with the Michya at one shot. Reb Yudah says, Av Shalish, even by a man also, it's considered the Rosh Evorim is by his Roshim of the Dadim. By the breast of a man also, whatever is there, that's also called a Rosh. And Tanakama says, no, Tanakama holds by a man since it doesn't stick out that much. It's not called Bishipoy, you could have a Tumas Michya by a man's Dadim. But Reb Yudah holds no, Af Ish also, there's a Ptur. Reb Lezer Oimer, Af Hayabolois, V'Adildulim, Eina Metam Mishomichya. Hayabolois, if you have a growth, if you have any growth, any like pimple growing out on your skin, so on top of the pimple there's a Michya also that's called a Rosh, that would not be Metam Mishomichya. The same Sfor, you cannot see the whole Neg at one shot. And Dildulim means also you have a piece of meat hanging. Piece of meat that's half detached from the body, it's hanging, so the tip of that also will have the same halacha. That it would not be metame mishum michya for the same reason, you cannot see the whole nega and the michya at one shot. Mishneches. Eilu mekayim is bodom, these are the places, and a man, eilu mekayim is biodom. Shein in metame beharis, that there's no tumas beharis in these places. And we'll soon see different reasons, whether it's not cold skin there or other reasons, but these places, on a person, even though there's a beharis there, there has no tumas beharis. Toich ayin, in the middle of the eye. Toich oizen, in the middle of the ear, inside the ear. Toich achotim, inside the nose. Toich hapeh, inside the mouth. Now, the chura, these places are called like beis hastorim, the hidden places inside, you can't see them. And also, it has no tumas nega. But the pasuk says, l'chol mara eini hakoyin, the kohen has to be able to see it. We dash and prat la base the storm, not like hidden places that you can't see. Like in the eye is closed, the nose you can't see inside, the ears, the mouth. Now, the Mishnah says, Vaita hakamotim. If you have folds in the bus, a person is fat, and the fat folds over also, you can't see inside it. The hakamotim shevetzav, or else by the neck. And that applies to everybody. By your chin, underneath your chin, has no tumas negoyim there, it's called the base of storm. Tachas adad by an isha underneath the breast, also it's a hidden place. Obey sashechi under the armpit, also it's a hidden place. That's called the basis darim. Now, kaf horego, the bottom of your foot. That's also considered the basis darim, since you always walk on like you can't see it. That's called kaf horego, the bottom of your foot. Vihatsi poru now, the nails have no tumas negoyim beharis. Why? Because that's not called skin. It's not called or habosa, the nails. Now, horosh v'hazokein, a negra goes upon your head or upon your beard, there's also namatam mishum beharis. Because over there it has loch of nesiku, it has different lochas of a nesik and not the regular loch of a beharis. Hashchin v'hamichye v'hakedach hamordim. Hamordim means they still do not heal up yet. Now, a shchin is that your hand, your skin got ruined because of a bang. You got a burn over there, burned up the skin. It's like raw skin there now, and the morda means it did not start to heal yet. So there's no tumas negoyim on that yet. Also, that your hand got burnt. That's also a nega that comes, melechas nisrefes, Kalavas paguf, you have a heat in your body that burned up your skin like. So kolzman, the skin is still raw, it didn't start to heal up yet. That's called, like, it does not have a tumas shchina, tumas michvya, like we'll learn later on. A shchina and a michvya is only after the skin got ruined, then later there's a thin cover starting to heal up. Then on that you could have a tumas negoyim. But kolzman, the skin did not even start to heal up, there's no tumas negoyim. That's called, in all these cases, the Mishnah says, Einim etamah b'negoyim. All these cases have no tumas negoyim, whether the reason is not called or, like these last cases, whether it's called the Beis Astorim, it has no tumas negoyim. And Veinim etstorfim b'negoyim, it's not mitstarf either. If you have a nega on the skin, and less than a gris, and the other part of it is on these things, also it's not mitstarf, it doesn't make a tumah. V'yein ha-nega poisla toich, let's say you have a regular nega, and now it spreads into one of these things. Also, it's not called a pisyon. Let's say one of these places now, the meat becomes raw. Also, it has no tumas simen tamei. It does not make you tamei. That halacha is, if you had your beharis, and it spread over the whole body, so it makes you tor. So what's called the whole body? Only a part of the body that could have had tumas negoyim. But it went over to one of these places, that these places can't be matam you anyway, so that's called v'yeina makva, doesn't hold you back from having this tairam, since the nega spread over all the rest of the places in your body. Even though it didn't go over these places, it's still called kuloi hofach lovin. Now, chozar harosh v'hazokein v'nikrochu. So let's say the rest of your head, or the rest of your beard, became bald. Like up and now we're talking about you only had a small part that was bald. That was like a nesek. What's going to be now if the whole head became bald? So now you could have a tumas negoyim over there. Or your beard became bald. So now you could have a tumas negoyim over there. And then the simin tumeyu is shtei cyrus lovon right here. Well, let's say yah hashchin v'yamichva v'yakedach v'nasu tzorevis. Let's say you had the shchin, you had this bang on your hand that took away the skin. Or your hand got a burn, or else v'kedach from the salt that went on it. All these things like burnt away your skin. V'kedach means v'kedach from the fever. Your body had fever and that burnt off the skin. And now v'nasu tzorevis, a thin layer of skin began to heal up over it. So now you do have a loch of tumas negoyim on it. Such a case, harielu metamim b'negoyim. Now these places are metamim b'negoyim. We have a simin beheris there, the size of a gris. It becomes tamei for the regular nigdei or habosam. But v'yein mitztarif from b'negoyim. The now mitztarif with other negoyim. That means to say, if you have a chatzi gris on the rosh, on your head or on the beard, that became bald there, the chatzi gris bor, and you have also a chatzi gris on the skin there, it's now mitztarif the two. The same thing, if a chatzi gris hatzreves hashchin, or a michve chatzi gris bor, it's now mitztarif. And it's a shchin, is now mistarif with a regular neger on the basar, or else on the hair also. A regular neger is now mistarif with the nesek. These things are now mistarifim. V'ein mistarifim ben agoyim. V'ein ha-nega poisel ha-soichon. If the original neger extends, spreads into one of these things, then you had a regular neger in the or ha-basar that was the size of a gris. And now right next to it was the shchin. And this neger spread over into the shchin, it has no tumas pisyon, it's not badei tamei. V'yeinim mitamei mishu michya. What in these places have no tumas michya? If on a shchin or a michva grows raw skin, it's not a simen tum over there. And mich is not mitamei in these places. Rather only b'sayet soig of a pisyon. It's only mitamei on your head, on your bald head. There's only a tum of either gold hair, or else it spreads more. But not a michya. Avo ma'akfin es ahoyfa kululofon. In a case where you had a nega, and the nega spreads over your whole body that we say you tore, now it has to spread over these places also. Since these places are fit to have at least the tumas shchin and the michver, or else a tumas harosh with tumas hazokin, so this white nega has to spread over the whole body completely. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be harosh v'hazokin? Let's say the head or the beard of a young child. Achloi hella soyer, it didn't start to grow its hair yet, it didn't start to grow its beard yet. So lachar is then the head of a baby on a place where it doesn't have hair yet, That's called like regular skin, has regular tumas negoyim as or habosor. The same thing, v'hadil dulim, sheb resh v'sheb zok. Let's say some meat is hanging off from your head or from your beard, and that meat doesn't have any hair on it. Also, nidoinim kor habosor. It has a lot like regular or habosor, it's metama with the din of or habosor. And it has regular negoyim, and here it would be mitzarif with other negoyim of or habosor. Yeperek shvi. Mishnah says, Elu Bahoris Toiris. These are Bahoris, these are the white signs that come on your skin. That's Tor. Even though it has some money to them, it's still the Toiris. What? Shehoyu Bakodin Matan Toira. One is, let's say somebody had a Baharis on him before Matan Toira. So he doesn't become Tomei Lacha Matan Toira. Because in Parshas Negoyim it says, Odom Kiyi Yabor Besore says, so we darshin means only after Matan Toira. That's when the nega comes on your body, are you tummy? If you have this nega from Kodim Mantor, even though it has the right colors, still you do not become tummy. Huadin Bagoy Vinizgayer. Let's say the nega appeared on the goy's skin, and then he became a Jew. So also, he's Tor. Bakoton Vinoilet. Let's say the Beharis was on a cotton, even before he was born, in the mother's stomach, like he came out with the Beharis on him. In such a case also, he's tor ba kemet v'niglo. Because the Beharis first was teicha kemat, means it was on a fold of the body. Like we had before, that's like the beis hasdorim, it's toira. And even though later it becomes this gala later, you could see it, the fold goes away, loses weight, the fold goes away, still, he's tor. What's going to be boroish uvazokin? Let's say he has an egger on his head or on his beard. It's not mitame, like we had in the Mishnah before. It means on the hair of your head or on the beard. We have hair there. There appears a white spot. So you do not have tumas negoyim there. You only have tumas nesek, like we had before, or else the whole thing becomes bald. But kozman you have hair there, you do not have a tumas of a beharis. Huadin ba shchin uva michva uva kadeach hamordin. Let's say a shchin, you had a bang on your skin, that the skin came off. Rosava Michbi had a burn over there that the skin came off. Rosava Kedach, you had heat. Your body got temperature that burned up your skin. So Hamorda means the skin is still not replaced. It didn't start to grow back again. It's still like letting go of pus. So in such a case, it has no tumas negoyim. Even if a white spot appears there, because the man, the skin did not start to heal, there's no tumas or shchin or michve or kadeach. What's going to be Chozer HaRosh V'Hazokin? V'Nikrichu means later on your head or on your beard you became bald. And now you could have a Tumas the Goyim. Now if a white spot would apply, you would become Tomei. Or else HaShchin V'HaMichva V'HaKadeach Nasu Tzarefis. Let's say now the skin starts to grow back. There's a thin layer of skin that started to grow back. And that Nega now appears on the skin. Lachris Torim, still you remain Torah. Since when the Beharis first came, it was the Tyra. So even though later, now the skin becomes back or the head becomes bald, but it's called like the Beharis was there from before, so you still remain Torah. Because that's the klal at the time when the Negev is first appears, first is Neulad, it has to be Matamiyu then. If at that time it's not Matamiyu, it's not Matamiyu later. What's going to be Horosh v'hazokin ad shloi helu seyer. Meaning that a nega beharis, a white spot, appeared on the bald spot of your head. So at that time it was metama. If your head is bald, it has a tumas nega. But later helu sar, then the hair grew back again. And when the hair grew back again on your head, now it's porcha the din tuma. But later v'nikrichu, the lady became bald again. That's one case. Or else what's going to be hashchin v'hamichva v'hakedach? Again, where your skin got burnt or got hit or got because of the fever, atchlo nasu tzarevis, and a michya, a nega tzaras, a beharis came there before the skin started to heal. So at that time, it was tor. And then later, nasu tzarevis. Then later, the skin started to grow. So now, Taka, you have a tumor. Now you have the skin on it. So now you should be Tomei. V'choyo. And now the skin healed up completely. And the Beharis is still there.
So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov mitamer. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, yes, you mitamer. Since you have a beheres on you right now, in the first case, the second case, even though the hair grew back in between, but since now at the end you're bald again, so you have the simen tameya, you would be tamei. That's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov mitamer. Why should chilos on v'soifen tamei? Since at the beginning, at the end, you were tamei, even though in between, when the hair grew back again, at that time the tumor went off. But so what? Since it started out to be tamei, and at the end now you have a simen tumor, therefore you remain tamei. The chachomim mitam, the chachomim say no, since there was a hefsek in between of tyra, so therefore that nega goes away, nega does not come back again, and therefore you would remain tohor, and the loch is like the chachomim. Here, Mishnah Beis, nishtanu mareim. Let's say the colors of the white spots changed. Let's say you had a beheres. Meaning to say, in the case, well, let's say the person was first a goy, and he had a mara, he had a white spot, let's say kishelig, and then later when he became a Jew, it changed, and now it became like a krum beitzer. So lachar is bein lahokel bein lahachmir. Whether it changed now and became a little bit darker, it's still a mara tamei, or whether it became lahachmir, whether it changed now, first it was only white, like the white of an egg, and now it became white, like snow. So now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad l'hokil, what's the case where it became more lenient? Hoysa kasheli, the one the person was a goy, first the white spot on his skin was white like snow, the most brightest white. And then later, after it became a Jew, v'nasas kesed heichel, it came like the loin, the white of loin. Or else kitzem elovin, or else it turned now to be the white, like it's semelovin, like white wool, or else kukurim beitza. These are all called, it came now lahokil. What's going to be nasis mispachas seis, or mispachas azel? Meaning, even though the mara first started out to be white, bright white like snow, now it changed a little bit darker than that, that's called mispachas seis, means the secondary to the mara of seis, or mispachas azel. Or else it became secondary, la'aza to shelig, which is a little bit darker than shelig, that's all, but it's much whiter than sid. And all these cases is considered it went down a madrega, that's called lahokil. We'll soon see what the locher is. Then the Mishnah goes to explain, ketzad lahachmir, where is there a case that the color changed to be machmir? It means like this, hoysakukrim beitza. You started out first when the person was a goy, he had a white spot on his skin the size of a gris, which is only white like an egg. And then later, Venasas Kitsemelovel, after it became a Jew, it changed over to be white like wool, or else Kisid Hechel, it changed over to be white like loin, or else Kishel, it changed to be white like snow. So Reb Loza ben Azayi Netayr. In all these cases, Reb Loza ben Azayi says, still the person is Torah, since this neg is started when he was a goy, like the Mishnah before, even though it changed a little bit, but since it's always a still a Mara of Tomei, it's a continuation. And therefore, the person is tor. It's not considered a nega chodesh. So therefore, it's the old nega, therefore remains tor. Rebbe Loza chismo, he says, no, it depends. Lohokel tor. If the color goes downwards, gets a little bit darker, then he still remains tor. But olahachmir, but depends. If the marma now changes to be more white, it changes to be whiter, then teroi batchilu, we have to look as if it's a new nega right now. And since now he's a Jew, he'll have tumas negoyim because of this. Rabbi Akiva says, no, bein lahokil, bein lahachmir, whether the colors change to be darker or they change to become whiter, as long as there's still a mara of one of the four maras negoyim, halacha is teroyi batchila. We have to look as if now it's the beginning of a new nega, and therefore since now he's a Jew, he would be tamei. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Now both ways you have to go lahachmir, that he would have a
tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Beheres v'yein bo klum. A person comes to the Kohen, he has a neg of beheres, a white spot, the size of a gris, and there's nothing else. Ein bo klum means there's no simoni tumah. We know that a beheres, there are three things that can make you a mukhlad, make you vadei tumah. Either there's seir lovin, two white hairs there, or else there's a michya, raw skin there, like, or else after the second week, there's a pistion that spreads. So when the first come to the Kohen, there's nothing there. So the locher is either whether we're talking about the safe shur rishon, you're at the betchila at the beginning when you first come to him, whereas even if it stays the same way at the end of the first week, so yaski is still the kohen locks him up, checks him out, the safe shur sheni at the end of the second week.
And if nothing changed then the lochri is that he's tohor. And liachar p'tur just means also the same thing. Liachar p'tur also nothing, if nothing grew later on, so yifter, he remains with his p'tur, that he's tohor. What's going to be though, aideya masgiru, when the kain is about now to be masgirim, means during the first week or by the end of the second week, u'poiter, or else the kain is holding by the end of the second week to make him poiter, to make him tohor, and then v'noldoloi simoni tuma. And then either two white hairs grew, or else he had a michia, or else there was a piston that started to spread. The locher then yachlit, the current paskin, he's vade tummy, makes a halacha, he's vade tummy. Now, beharis, let's say the person has a beharis of osimone tumma. Right away when you come to the kain, you come there with the beharis, and there's two white hairs, the locher is yachlit. Right away we will make him tummy. What's going to be your day of machlitoi? The kain is about to make him tummy, for ochulam simone tumma. And right away the two white hairs go away, the michi goes away. So about chilo, whether this happened at the beginning, or else b'seif shvur rishon, or as he asked her, you have to still check it out at the end of the second week. B'seif shvur sheni, or liach raptur, as yiftor, he remains, he becomes toho. So the chiddush is that the kohen did not pronounce him tome yet, but right before he's about to pronounce him tome, his simen tumah went away. So for the lachar is, the kohen has a right to say, tor, he remains toho. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.